This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 21st, July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, perfect for those enjoying the outdoors. Cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa are basking in pleasant temperatures, while Jerusalem remains slightly cooler. Tonight, expect mild conditions, making it a comfortable evening for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the United Nations has condemned Israeli attacks in Gaza. The Times of Israel reports the UN Rights Office suggests potential war crimes by the IDF, noting the death of dozens, including children, this week. Also, a short time ago, Walla revealed a behind-the-scenes initiative by Trump to facilitate a meeting between Netanyahu and Lebanon's president. This comes as Trump prepares to meet Joseph Aoun at the White House. Also this hour, the IDF has killed a Hamas infiltrator involved in the October 7th attacks. According to JNS, Osama Abu Tim was killed in southern Gaza after advancing attacks on troops and civilians. Separately, Israel and Lebanon have begun a U.S.-backed security pilot. I-24 News notes this effort aims to accelerate the disarmament of Hezbollah. And finally, Walla reports earlier today, Israel is considering a withdrawal from Lebanon, as mentioned by Trump, focusing on redeployment to other regions. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about Trump's remarks on Iran. He highlighted Trump's comments on the dialogue happening behind the scenes and his criticism of media coverage. Writing on social media earlier today, Belaz News shared Trump's statement about the Israeli army's movements. Trump mentioned the process of redeploying from Lebanon to other areas. Ihab Hassan, a critic of Hamas, highlighted the recent election of Khalil al-Hayya as the new leader of Hamas. Hassan described him as no different from his predecessor, criticizing the leadership's views on the sacrifices in Gaza. Let's go deeper into today's top stories, starting with the UN's condemnation of Israeli actions in Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that the UN is concerned about potential war crimes, with a focus on civilian casualties. This development could strain international relations further, impacting diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to Trump's initiative involving Netanyahu and Lebanon's president, Walla notes this move is part of broader U.S. efforts to stabilize the region. The potential meeting could open new diplomatic channels, affecting regional dynamics significantly. Meanwhile, the killing of Hamas infiltrator Osama Abu Tim, reported by JNS, comes as a response to his recent attacks. This action highlights the ongoing tensions in southern Gaza and raises questions about future escalations in the area. In related news, the U.S.-backed security pilot between Israel and Lebanon, as reported by I-24 News, aims to disarm Hezbollah. This initiative signals a strategic shift towards reducing military tensions, potentially reshaping security dynamics along the northern border. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that WSE Sports will lay off over 60 employees. This Israeli company is known for its automated sports highlight clips and is adjusting its workforce amidst changing market demands. Separately, a new CEO is on the horizon for Israel Aerospace Industries. CTEC reports that Guy Bar-Lev, currently leading the missile division, will take over pending approval, marking a significant leadership change. And finally, Walla Business highlights the potential impact of Israeli defense technology in Europe. Russian drones have caused disruptions, but Israeli systems could offer a solution, showcasing Israel's role in global security innovations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.